yourself a future? Is this kind of still one fight and see what happens, or do you feel like you're now fully back?
No, I'm back now. I'm here.
He's one and done. One and done, because he said, like the little bitch that he is, if he loses, I'm going to retire. I'll retire him. Fucking seashore ass. We'll see. You've been lifting weights still? Kicking your protein shakes? Hey, you got a new suit again. Good for you, bro.
Mike, I'll follow up with you. You know, throughout your career, of course, you've had doubters, but if you win this fight, a lot of people say you've got to be counted among the best ever to do this. Where do you feel a win over CSP Pussy?
Yeah, you just said it. One of the best. Simple as that. I've beaten all the greats. I'm going to beat this guy. George is one of the greats. I'm going to wipe him out. Saturday night, I'm going to destroy him. Wipe him out. Wipe the floor. Boo this motherfucker. This is how stupid you look with those fucking heads. You look like a fucking idiot. Hey, George, these are your people. These are your fucking people, man. What the fuck?
For Cody, if I could. Cody, big, big fight here for a lot of reasons. Of course, there's a rivalry between you two, but this is two of the best bantamweights in the world. So I wonder, how are you looking at this fight? I mean, is it a chance just to show the world that, yes, I'm number one? Or is the importance of the rivalry and silencing, you know, this rivalry important to you?
This fight's important to me to showcase that I am the best pound for pound bantamweight in the world. And then after this fight, I'll go down and fight Demetrius Johnson to solidify that I'm the pound for pound best in the world.
Thanks, Cody. And I'll just ask you, TJ, I mean, for you as well. Is this more about that belt that's sitting on the other table right now? Or, you know,
He just needs the money. That's why he's here. He wanted to fight Mighty Mouse. That's why. He's a money fight.
You know, it's definitely about the belt to prove that it was mine the whole time. You know, I don't understand the animosity coming from them. You know, it's a little bit ridiculous. So I need to hold his hand and tuck him in at night. Why
you're
so
a fucking
mad
liar and you're a cheap shotter.
You know what I mean?
You heard from the horse.
I'm not your daddy. Uriah's your daddy.
Shot.
Let him tuck
cheap
you in. He'll be there to hold your hand, baby. He'll be there to hold your hand.
Yeah. He'll be there.
So to answer your question is, yes, that belt is mine.
And I guess, I mean, do you feel like there's any way, win or lose, that they could bury the hatchet between you two anyway? I mean, it seems
there's never been
right
any
now.
Drama on my side, as you can tell. There's never been anything coming from me.
Except for lies. Habitual liar over there. He just lies on top of
who's
lies.
Who's the ones that are making up stories over here? So.
Rumors. Horse's mouth. You do not need TJ, Chris in the back of the head. Exactly. You're a cheap bastard. You're a
I did
cheater.
Not.
You did not. Okay.
Relax. Calm the fuck down.
Question for Bisping. Question for the champ.
Yes, champ.
Mike.
Go ahead.
Mike, over here.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, I know you've expressed that you got George figured out. You know what he is.
Yeah.
It's a jab.
Jab, double leg, all day.
What if it turns out that you're wrong?
Ooh. You mean like he might stand southpaw? That's his big surprise. You know, you need to stop the fucking embedded filming if that's going to be your surprise. Or, like, he's going to go for leg locks. Go for fucking leg locks. I couldn't give a shit. Have you ever seen Ian Freeman versus Frank Mir going for a leg lock? He got his fucking face caved in. That will happen to George. Do whatever you want. Bring the best version to the table. I'm going to wipe him out. Simple.
So you haven't looked at...
Did you see his open workout yesterday? Jesus Christ, he's in slow motion. Now, I get it, he's going slow. But did you see me? It's like I was on fucking fast forward. That'll be the fight.
Now, when you fight, you never slow down. And usually anybody you face, you'll slow them down. It's exactly the same for George when he fights opponents. They fade, and you're not going to fade. What will that mean if we get into round 3, 4, 5?
Listen, George is a very good wrestler. But you know what the best takedown in the game is? A left hook. That's how I won this fucking belt, and that's how I'm going to keep hold of this belt. Fucking slowing down. This ain't going the distance, Rob. This is not going... George, this ain't going the distance, pal. Look at that. Look at his face. Like he's got a secret. Like he knows. You don't know shit, pal. You don't know shit.
And, George, is it good to be back? Is it good?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. I mean, I don't know what to say. That's what I wanted, and I'm going to get it Saturday night. That's awesome. I'm happy.
And last thing, Joanna.
Thank you, guys. It's really nice to be back to the garden, to the city. Thank you for the support. And good to see you again.
Now, I know you like to get into your opponent's heads, but you're not really appearing to get into Rose's head, and you know she is a top-level fighter. Are you taking her seriously?
I'm always taking my opponent seriously, and I show the respect, the way how I work at the gym. For this fight, I was working 13 weeks, every day, twice a day, for this fight. I take her serious. She's my next big challenge, but there is only one strawweight queen of the world, and it's me, Joanna, the champion. And everyone knows that. And of course, when you get to the top, they want to see you fall. But I give them no chance to see this, you know? I'm not gonna give them this pleasure, so... I'm not gonna give chance to Rose on Saturday, November 4th.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the combat.
I have a question for George, right here. You've been a victim of bullying during your childhood. Can you please talk about how martial arts...
Hey, we've all been out of that. Bullied as kids. Why the fuck you think we fight? It ain't nothing special for George.
Ooh, I've got bullied as a kid. Why the fuck you think I do this? Why do you think Cody does this? I'm sure we all got bullied a little bit, but George is special.
Yeah, I never consider myself a victim, and I won't be a victim Saturday night. I'm going to beat Bisping. That's all I can say.
Michael has said some very harsh things and kind of mocked you leading up to this fight. Do you see him as one of the bullies that you grew up with?
He's trying to play mind game. In every interview he does, he's begging me to not wrestle him. He's begging me. Like, he's
begging.
Afraid. You know, he's like, stand up.
Begging.
So he's trying mind
George.
Game. I don't mind. No problem.
Begging. Terrifying.
Yeah,
what the
begging.
Fuck?
You're
nothing,
begging.
Look, have you looked in the mirror? There's nothing terrifying about you at all. You used to look like a history teacher. Now you look like a stockbroker. Both of those are still pussies.
He's going to be beaten by a history teacher Saturday. That's
right,
what's
going to
happen.
A fucking
and a
lizard.
Last one for Michael. Michael, have you regret any of the things that you have said
leading
up to this fight?
No, not at all. Listen, George is a lizard. George is a boring bastard. George does take people down. I've only told the truth. Only told the truth. Is George a great UFC, MMA, martial artist? Yes, he is. Have I prepared accordingly to beat that guy and raise my game? Yes, I have. Thank you, George, for just making me put that nail in the coffin. Because you're good, so I raised my game. No, I don't regret shit. I regret having to speak to you, though. That's the only thing I regret today.
George? Some question in French for people watching in Montreal on RDS. We could translate later, maybe. Georges, t'en as parlé un petit peu, mais j'aimerais savoir c'est quoi ton mindset, comment tu te sens en ce moment durant ces conférences de presse-là, en sachant que Bisping va t'insulter, va rentrer dans ta tête, mais tu peux pas vraiment répondre parce que tu penses français.
Ça me dérange pas. Il peut dire ce qu'il veut, ça me dérange pas. Le combat, c'est samedi soir, puis pour moi... Je garde ma concentration, c'est samedi soir que ça se passe. Avant ça, c'est juste une diversion.
Sacre bleu!
Mais est-ce que 4 conférences de presse, c'est pas un peu trop?
Pas de problème, c'est bon pour la promotion, puis j'ai pas de problème avec ça.
Is he talking shit in French? Is he saying anything entertaining in French? Because I switch off every time, French or English.
J'aimerais que tu parles un peu de Freddie Roach. Tout le monde s'attend à ce que tu luttes avec Bisping, mais tu as Freddie Roach dans ton coin. À quel point ça te donne confiance en ton striking?
Ça me met beaucoup en confiance. Michael Bisping, sa force principale, c'est le kickboxing. C'est un bon mec qui est au pied-point. Donc, j'ai amené Freddie Roach pour m'aider pour la boxe, pour pouvoir contrer sa force.
Good shot.
Merci beaucoup, Georges, c'est gentil.
Question for Dana. I noticed that this event's nearly sold out. How's this looking in terms of all-time gate at MSG?
Yeah, I think we're going to be, we're number one here, and this weekend we'll be number three. One and three. Took so long to get here, and now we're number one and number three.
And a question for TJ. You've accused Team Alpha Male and Cody of a lot of lies during the build-up for this fight. What in particular have they lied about in your eyes?
Just everything. Just the way they handle themselves and just...
Just everything that they want to bring up. You know what I mean? It's all mental warfare. It's all things to get.
Man, we're tired of hearing this guy's lies.
Yep.
Question for Cody.
How many beers you guys had? Are you intoxicated?
Cody, I'm just wondering, last week, Michael said a few things about you and your eyebrows. I'm wondering if you said anything to him as you sat next to him.
Always a shit starer, Ariel. Always.
No, man, he just likes that I'm a good-looking dude. I think he's got a little infatuation with me, but it's all good.
Yeah, I like little guys, just like George.
Yeah. And Michael, can you clear up, at the beginning of this journey, you said this might be the last fight, and then you kind of took it back. Is there any chance this is your last fight on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to wipe George out, and then I'll beat up Robert Whittaker. I guess I got to do that. I owe it to everybody. So, boo. You're going to be crying Saturday night, pal. I feel sorry for you. If you still have a voice from all that retarded screen you're doing, you're going to be crying Saturday night.
But would you fight him in Australia?
Well, I fought in Australia 3 times. Robert Whittaker's never fought in England. You see which way I'm leaning now. Okay. But I know you just booked Perth, so we'll
all right. See. And just for TJ, we just wanted to ask you about what Chris Holdsworth said on Monday.
It's all happened at the perfect time. You know, when it came out, the week of the fight, like, come on, man, this is all super predictable.
Predictable.
Right. No truth to it?
None whatsoever.
There's truth to it. Just like I don't have a knock, and then like I knocked him out and don't have a video
don't.
Of it.
It's already been. It's already been. Yeah.
I do
that
have
shit
it, but
then.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You know that. Bring it. How many times did I fuck you up in practice?
Zero, motherfucker.
Exactly.
We're gonna find
and
out.
Saturday, you're gonna find out.
You can talk all
you
want, show your insecurity, show who you really are. We're gonna get out there. I'm gonna have a
smile
on my face.
Dude, I had you in your own locker.
I'm gonna break your ass.
Yeah, I had you in your own locker room. Me and you together. Ready to fist
How about when you went
and
home
you
crying?
The fuck down.
How about when you went home crying and left practice?
Never cried.
You're getting ready for
How many
first
times
UFC
did Holdsworth make you
and
cry?
You're not ready.
How many times did Dwayne Ludwig come up to Chris Holdsworth and say, "Hey, Grasshopper, take it easy on TJ"?
How many times
today?
You quit
He's
practice?
Got a championship fight coming up.
How many times you quit practice, motherfucker?
Never quit practice.
All the fucking time.
I'm gonna make you quit. Yeah, you have no. You can do all the conditioning in the world with your new coach. You can't condition that fucking chin of yours.
See, that's how you do it, George. That's called a back and forth.
Cody, straight down in front here. One of the accusations made at TJ was the fact that he'd taken some special supplements.
Oh, yeah, the guy's on everything.
Yeah.
He's on everything.
TJ?
Yeah, I'm on everything. Come and they test me every day, so come on, I'm on everything.
Funny, you're the one that showed everyone how to do it on Team Alpha Male.
So, yeah, I'm the one that's now bringing
look
it
at
in.
Him.
Yeah.
Look at him. He has nothing to say.
Rose?
I speak the facts.
Rose, you don't look like you're particularly enjoying this. Would you rather not be at the press conference? Do you just want to get at the fight?
What makes you think I'm not enjoying this? I ain't got to say shit. I just sit here and do it, and that's my job.
That's the first time you smiled since you walked in.
Yeah, because nobody done asked me no questions. I ain't got to say shit.
How are you
fight
feeling?
Saturday.
Are you enjoying the build-up? Did you enjoy the open workout yesterday? Are you looking forward to fight night?
This is what I wanted. You know, I wanted to be in the belly of the beast. I wanted to be as scary as possible. I wanted to fight Joanna at her best, where she wanted to. And this is what I want, and this is where I'm at.
Great stuff, thanks.
This is what I'm expecting, but I think this press conference is a little bit too much. And after the second face-off, she's going to be more stressing out about our fight on Saturday. So I think you cannot be the champion because you just can't do this. You can't deal with the media. You cannot deal with the pressure. It's too much for you.
Has anybody got any questions for George? He hasn't been here for 4 years. Or does no one give a fuck? I don't think anyone gives a fuck, George.
Well, Michael, I've got a question for you, actually. You've kind of seen George ever since this fight has been announced. Now it's fight week. Do you look at him now as a real middleweight? Do you think he's built up in size correctly?
Let's take a good look. Let's have a look. Stand up, George. Give us a twirl. Come on. Play ball. No. He's always been a little guy. He's one of the little guys. I'm one of the bigger guys. Come fight night. Shut up. come fight night, there probably won't be much difference in weight, but he's going to slow himself down. He's been packing on the pounds. He's been working with a nutritionist. He's been taking tuna and supplements and all that shit, right? I don't take anything. That's why I've never tested positive. That's why there's nothing here with me. I do it through heart, mind, blood, sweat, and tears. You can do all the fucking push-ups, backflips, and protein shakes you want. You will never beat me in a fight.
For Cody, there was some confusion this week about the Team Alpha Male coaching situation. Justin's no longer the head coach, I guess he said. Can you clarify what's going on there, and has it been any kind of distraction for you leading into this fight?
Hey, no distraction at all. They're all here. I got the dream team. You know, that's what we were able to do. I went from unranked to world champion in the same calendar year with that team, and we're here today, and we're going to retain the title on Saturday.
And then just for Dana, Joanna has been getting probably the best reaction almost out of anyone this week. Can you envision a day where maybe she's headlining her own pay-per-view? Could you see that happening, and what would that take, do you think?
Yeah, this fight here, if she wins on Saturday night, she will tie Ronda Rousey.
There is no if, I will.
Break the record, you know, and is obviously one of the greatest fighters of all time.
And then just for Mike, what happened with George Masvidal yesterday in the hotel? Can you explain?
Who? Ain't no one up here called George Masvidal. That little bitch. Yeah, he'll get a slap when the time's right.
Was there a history before?
No, I honestly don't know who he is. He's been chatting some shit. I was like, who's this weird looking motherfucker with the straight hairline and Wolverine fucking sideburns? Someone had to tell me who he was. So, I don't know. Guy's got a chip on his shoulder. I've heard he's a piece of shit. He certainly acts like one.
Thanks, guys.
George, Michael Bisping on his podcast says you look fat. Could you answer in French? Two questions.
No. I said he looks impregnated by aliens.
Avez-vous l'air gras et êtes-vous gras?
Et crois-moi, je suis en pleine forme.
C'est tout?
Top shape, yeah.
Et il a dit, écoutez ça, il a dit, you said this, Michael, I'll guarantee you I see more aggression out of my wife when it's Christmas shopping than when we'll be out at Madison Square Garden. There's more aggression in my wife than in George. What do you think of that, George?
We'll find out Saturday. He'll find out the hard way.
It's at Christmas, man, and my wife's aggressive with it. George is never aggressive. He sat there with a grin on his face the whole time. He takes people down. My only fear is getting cuddled to death on Saturday night. That's the only thing I'm scared of, getting cuddled to death.
Bon, mais là, c'est épouvantable ce qu'il vient de dire là.
That's perfect. It's the calm before the storm. I love it. So he's got a big mouth, and he gets in argument with everybody because of the nature of who he is, and that's how it is. If you want to waste his energy like this, that's all good, you know?
I got tons of energy.
I got one goal in mind, and that's it. I don't have no problem with that.
Pourriez-vous me dire ça en français? Parlez-moi de votre énergie puis votre agressivité.
Je suis concentré sur le but. Le but, c'est de le battre samedi. Toutes les autres choses qui sont sur le côté, qui sont à côté, qui dit, ben c'est juste pour moi, c'est une distraction et that's it.
Donc lui est meilleur. You guys translate for the English people, George.
So, donc lui est meilleur dans les conférences de presse que.
I got your back, English-speaking people.
The only thing Bisping will do well for this fight, it will be to make fire for the promotion.
Water is
will
wet.
Will not happen. Nothing good from
fire
him.
Fire burns.
There is nothing good from him that's going to come in the fight. That's
it. All right.
Question for Cody. Right here. Obviously, there's a lot of bad blood between yourself and TJ. It's been going on for a while. How do you put that to one side for the fight and make sure that you go in there as you normally do?
As you see in the Dominic Cruz fight and all my fights, I fight with controlled emotion. That's passion. That's just how I fight, and that'll be no different this Saturday.
Same question for you, TJ.
I've never had any bad emotion with this. You know what I mean? My mind's been set on this goal since the day I lost it. You know what I mean? So I'm climbing up and getting better.
Exactly. Since the day he lost it to a
traveling, guy, I'm working with new coaches.
I'm embarrassed.
You know, I'm training with new coaches, getting the best I possibly can. I'm expanding my horizon in MMA, being a martial artist, and just continuing to grow, man.
And question for Dana. Obviously, you announced.
Would want some.
You announced a show in Australia earlier this week. Is the plan for the winner of Bisping and George to fight Robert in there?
There's no plan now. You can't plan for that stuff. You got to see how the fight goes. See who wins. See how they come out. And yeah, there's no plans right now.
And Michael, if you come out of this victorious and should you get the call to fight in Perth, would you be happy for the quick turnaround?
He would love to.
See how I said that without moving my lips?
And question for Joanna, you're on the brink of making history. How does it feel? Has it sunk in yet?
Oh, like I said at the beginning, at the press conference, that I'm super excited to be back to the Garden, be for the second time on New York card. And, you know, we are making history, definitely. I will make history on Saturday. I want to tie Ronda Rousey's record of 6 title defenses, but I will break the record of 7 title fights in the women division. But the other thing is, I break records in every fight. But the thing is, it's more about my legacy. It's all about staying undefeated. And it's more important than all of this record. I will retire in the future as undefeated. I have this chance. I have this opportunity. And I will make this happen.
And you talk about legacy. And you've talked about a move up to 125. Is that how you envisage your legacy, having 2 belts?
Let me be focused on this fight for the next 2 days. I have a few surprises for you guys. I have a few aces in my pocket. And we will talk about with Joe Rogan after my fight. But we will see. Definitely, I want to break the record, Ronda Rousey's record. I want to defend my title in the strawweight division. Even if I will move up to 125 division, I will still defending my title in the strawweight and the flyweight. Maybe then I will move up to bantamweight division. I don't know what's coming. I know that Rose is my next big challenge, and I'm focused on this fight. Like I said, I've been training really hard. I'm humble, I'm focused, I'm still passionate about, you know. I feel like that I'm going to fight for a title. So I'm that hungry like I was 2 years ago when I fought Carla Esparza for the strawweight belt.
Thank you, Yuan.
This question is for Dana. Dana, this is 4 cards in New York State in the last 12 months. What is UFC's commitment to New York State over the next 12 months?
New York's been very good to us. You know, since we got this thing done, it's been great here. And yeah, we're going to continue to come. I want to be number 1, number 2, and number 3 at MSG. Baltimore too. Who's got the next question?
Coming off of that, it's been almost a year since year to the day since last year here at the Garden. How much has UFC grown from your standpoint just in that past year? Now that you've gotten 2 here at the Garden, Barclays, etc.
How has the UFC grown?
Yeah, from this past year for
MSG,
you.
MSG, it's been great. We're actually. This will be the biggest year in the company's history. We're on track for the biggest year ever. So it's been good.
And then Cody, obviously this fight is going to be wild. I'm so stoked. I wish it was happening right now in a couple hours from now. The familiarity between you and TJ, do you think that's detrimental or is that helpful to you that you guys know each other so well?
That's right. I came out there at 1-0. I was a kid and it was just... With a dream. He was at his pinnacle of reach. He was an interim champion at the time. He gave me the supreme confidence to chase this goal that I knew I was going to be a world champion working with this fool. So I'm supreme confidence going in there Saturday that I'm going to knock his ass out early in the fight.
And TJ, because you guys do know each other so well, does it come down kind of picking off that one, emotions? It's about keeping emotions in line.
Oh, man, my emotions are always in line. You know, it's something I've had to learn out of control, though. You know, something I have had to do, you know, but that's no...
Exactly. He had to learn how to control it after he injured his training partners.
I'm always learning, brother. I'm always learning. Always getting better.
I'll take one more question. Who's got it?
Just quickly, if I could, for Rose. I know you said you're not a big trash talker, and we've never seen you that way, but your demeanor is pretty interesting today ahead of a title fight. Can you talk about just kind of what's going through your head as you sit there?
The fight on Saturday, that's definitely what's going through my head right now. That's all that matters.
And when you look at Joanna, obviously she has had an impressive resume so far. She's been dominant in the division. But when you look at her, I mean, do you see any flaws in her game, holes that you can exploit? What do you see?
Of course, everybody's got flaws. Nobody's perfect. And I don't think anybody should act like they are.
Thanks, Rose. And Dana, just one quick one for you. We had a nice presentation here earlier with the Conor McGregor is going to be a part of history here at Madison Square Garden. He mentioned this week, if he fights again, he wants to be a co-promoter. Can you just give us an update? I mean, what do you think the odds are that we see him again this year, you know, fighting in MMA? And is that a problem? I mean, can you just help us understand where that's at?
Yeah, no, there's always been, you know, as we go into negotiations with Conor, there's always all kinds of crazy stuff out there. We always get deals done with Conor. You know, Conor has, you know, he's been easy to deal with, and we'll get it done. Yeah. All right. I am going to get all this stuff out of here. We'll square them off here for face-offs. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Frankie Say, no more.